Finally, well, no, not finally, make sure you pay attention to all of your inserts. There's a Caring Ministries insert. There's a Valentine's Banquet insert. And also on the bottom of your calendar insert is a Team Recognition Banquet. If you are part of the 2007 teams, or if you have been asked to be a part of the 2008 teams, we are doing a banquet on a week from tonight, January 20th at 6 o'clock in the fellowship area. And your staff will be waiting on you. And so I know that you will bring your nice, nice person because, you know, I would hate it if I accidentally spilled coffee on anybody or something like that. No, but anyway, we just want to say thank you so much for your leadership. So please call the office and let us know if you can come or not so we will know what kind of food we need to take care of. And finally, I have a note here that Saturday, a week from yesterday, from 2 to 4, there will be an open house right here at the church for Hazel Height. Hazel will be 80 years old on Friday. They ask for no gifts, just your presence would be gift enough. So 2 to 4 on Saturday right here at the church. Thank you. You ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
I think I might have surprised him, Idella. Are you ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
All right, there you go. Let us pray as we get our minds and hearts prepared for worship and then listen to the prelude that Francis is bringing to us. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. We love you, God, and that's why we're here. We thank you for your presence that is around us individually each and every day. But we thank you, Lord, for the obvious ways it is around us, the way that we can feel it when we get together corporately, Lord, to worship you. And we just ask that we can take that with us to empower us. Anoint us fully, God, with your Holy Spirit. May your Spirit be so powerful here today that all darkness and negative thoughts flee from this place, Lord. We love you and we have faith in Jesus' name. And so we ask, God, that as we worship you, that you would settle our hearts and minds. May we leave all of our problems aside, if just for a moment, so that we can truly worship you and allow you to take care of those things for us, God. We love you, and we ask for your anointing to make us one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Let's rise now for our call to celebration and remain standing for the hymn that follows. Sisters and brothers, Arise, arise and lift your hearts. Arise and lift your eyes. Arise and lift your voices.
The living God.